The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Friday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:45pm. Dave Kellner, James Millman and Craig Forsyth will be the team in the studio. A busy Friday coming up. We've got the next instalment in the glorious Goodwood. We've also got Bangor and Thirsk in the afternoon, Bath, Musselburgh and Newmarket in the evening. And there's also the fifth day from the Galway Festival as well. Plenty of racing to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton. And joining me in the studio is Chris Pimlott. How are you, Pimmers?
Very good afternoon to you, Mark. And I'm bitterly disappointed because at the start of the show on the William Hill Racing Radio,
yeah,
it gets that sort of upbeat music and it says your presenter is,
yeah,
whoever.
Yeah.
Couldn't you have got that booing and then saying, and your interviewer is Mark Walton? That would be good. Who's in charge of those jingles?
I don't know. I think we'll have to speak to Lee Phillips. I think it's him that's...
I think we maybe should get that, don't you?
Yeah, well, I'd love it, yeah.
It'd be good, wouldn't it?
Mark
Walton. Yeah. Hey, that'd be good.
Anyway, we're here to talk about Glorious Goodwood, because we're going to look ahead to Friday's action there. What a card it is there, by the way, on Friday. Just spin you through some of the races on their card. They've got the Group 3 Glorious Stakes to start with. Then they've got the Thoroughbred Stakes, which is another Group 3. They've got the Golden Mile, the big handicap. Then they've got the King George. They've got the Good Nursery, Phillies Group 3 Oak Tree Stakes. It's a great card to look forward to on Friday. So we'll come on to that pretty shortly. But before we do, let's just have a quick look back at the big race from Tuesday. It was the Jewel on the Downs, wasn't it? The second edition of the Jewel on the Downs. And it was Toronado who came out on top against Dawn Approach.
Yeah, I think the two things to take out of this is that Hughes has had tremendous respect for this horse, Toronado. He's always said he's a top-class horse.
Yeah.
He's stuck by him through thick and thin, and he's more than likely felt that the horse has actually got beaten on occasions through his misinterpretation of how to ride him.
Mm.
Whereas yesterday, he gave him an absolute peach of a ride.
Brilliant ride.
Dropped him in front just exactly where it mattered. Didn't get into a scrap with the second horse so that, you know, there's a chance that he might get out-battled. It was a ride full of thought, full of precision, and as perfect a ride as you're going to get. I thought it was an absolutely stunning ride. He is obviously riding at the top of his game at this moment in time. He works on about a 20% straight rate at Goodwood, and he's already on 5 winners for the meeting. He wears the leader's armband, and there's plenty more to come from him over the next few days as well. So, yeah, it was a masterclass of how to win.
It was. And they had talked up the horse a lot, hadn't they? They'd said before he'd even won a group race that he was going to be as good as Camford Cliffs, which is a massive statement anyway. And how, you being a former jockey, Pimmers, how many times do you think you have to ride a horse to get to know them? I mean, like you say, it might have taken him a few times to get to know how to ride him properly.
Yeah, again, I think in his article today what he said was this horse was a fairly keen horse, and that Sean Levy, who's one of the jockeys at Hannah's, has done a marvellous job on getting the horse to settle. And obviously on the day, it's a little bit different kettle of fish because, you know, race day can make the horse either more fizzy, makes him relax more, whatever. But he just felt that that was the way to ride him and that was the way to beat Dawn Approach. And as I say, he carried it out to perfection yesterday. And it'll be interesting to see if they meet again, won't it?
Mm.
Because I think it's 2-1 in Dawn Approach's favour at the moment. Who knows? Could there be a 2-2 draw, so to speak? But it would be mouthwatering if they were to meet again, that's for sure.
Yeah, there's not very much between them, is there? So if they do meet again, it's just on the day.
On the day. And again, Jim Bolger said, on the day, we were beaten by the better horse.
Yeah.
But again, I think they put the brain into gear, the hand in the camp, the Hughes camp, and said, listen, this is the way we're going to beat him. We're going to beat him. This is how we've got to ride ours.
Yeah.
And that's what your man did to perfection. I thought it was a stunning ride.
Yeah. And then he went on to produce another good ride on Tourmalet later on in the card, and then won the last race with Magic City as well. So as you've mentioned, Richard Hughes, very good at Goodwood. Well, he's good at most places, isn't he? But very good at Goodwood as well. Anything else catch your eye on earlier in the week?
I don't think there was anything really floated my boat, to be perfectly honest. I just thought, you know, Friday's looking a fantastic day's racing. There's plenty of racing all over the country on Friday. And again, it's amazing me how the fields are holding up when we've just so entrenched with all these meetings. But there's still plenty of horses out there to run. And I'd imagine, and I think this is a statement that rings true in a lot of tracks, but somebody was telling me in the office this morning that Goodwood's actually been down on figures over the last couple of days, whereas I would have thought over the past few weeks, and certainly York benefited from some fantastic weather Friday and Saturday. They had their biggest Friday night crowd ever, and I think they had a bumper crowd there on Saturday. So I just thought the weather might be helping these tracks, but as I say, somebody said the figures have been down at Goodwood for the last 2 days, which amazes me, really.
Yeah, me too. But Friday, very good card, and Saturday, they draw the crowds on Saturdays, don't they, most of the time?
So
we'll wait and see, but like I say, very good card on Friday, so let's look at some of that action. We're not going to go through all the races because we just simply don't have time, but there's plenty to look at, and we're going to go through three of the big races, starting in the 2:30, which is the Bonhams Thoroughbred Stakes, a Group 3 contest over a mile, and we'll start here with Monty Ridge for them. That team again, Richard Hannan and Richard Hughes, Bimmers.
Yeah, again, Monty Ridge has been in fantastic form throughout the season, hasn't he? And I think it's interesting that the Jersey Stakes was a good race. Monty Ridge was the runner-up there, and Tarwood was back in third. And Monty Ridge has gone on to win a listed race since then at Newmarket. Did that in real good style. He's obviously up in grade a little bit tomorrow again, but he did run an absolute blinder in the Jersey. And as I say, with it being at Goodwood, could be a little bit more to come from him and his top combination of Hannan and Hughes. I thought Torwood was a nice sort of horse, seems to have a progressive profile. Again, thought ran well enough at Royal Ascot, and I think he just could have a scope to go a little bit bigger and a little bit better in the future. And the other horse I thought could be interesting was Glory Awaits from the Kevin Reinyard. Cheap pieces on for the first time tomorrow. And again, he ran cracker in the 2000 Guineas behind Dawn Approach. Then he didn't quite run up to this game, did he, next time out in the Irish 2000 Guineas. But I do feel that, again, if we can forgive him that disappointing run, then there could be a little bit more to come from him. And maybe the cheap pieces could well just make him concentrate that little bit more. But having said all that, the pin hasn't fallen on any of those.
Right.
It's going to the boys in blue. With Snowboarder. Thought he had a real good time of it in Dubai. Certainly was progressive. Came back to Newmarket, won a competitive handicap. Obviously, he's got to up his game tomorrow if he's going to land a Group 3. But I just thought his profile was very progressive and there could be a little bit more to come from him. And at 8-1 in an 8-runner contest, if you want to go down that chute of each way, then he could be the value.
OK. And Charlie Appleby's made a decent start to life at Godolphin as well, hasn't he? He had a winner on his on what day is it today? Wednesday, didn't he?
So he's been in good form since he started. Obviously, whether the regime has changed at Godolphin since he's taken off, I would be very surprised. But he's stepped into the shoes, and you know, he's doing very well. Comes over as a talented guy, and I'm sure this relationship is going to blossom.
Okay, so we'll go with Snowboarder in the first, then on to the second race we're going to look at. That's the 305, which is the big mile handicap, a big heritage handicap. It's what used to be the Golden Mile, so we're obviously over a mile, and we have 22 of them declared at the moment, Pimmers, so mightily competitive as you'd expect. Which ones have caught your eye here?
Oh, goodness gracious me. Minefield. Absolute minefield. I just think Mark Johnson holds the key to the race, really. He won it last year with Fulbright, who was a 7-1 shot. He's represented tomorrow by Keska Love. Johnny Murta takes the mount there. He's been slightly disappointing of late, but again, you wouldn't rule him out. You've got Joe Fanning on Galatian. I mean, he was a nice winner, wasn't he, last time out? Absolutely bolted up at Newbury and in Ascot. So, you know, his form's strong at the big tracks. £6 penalty. Horse doesn't know he's got £6 more to carry, does he? And Mark Johnson's horses never cease to amaze me with their stamina, the firepower, the resilience. So, you know, he could make it a hat-trick of wins quite easily. And then he's also got Winchuk as well, who's slightly disappointed of late. More than likely going to be a biggish sort of price there tomorrow. But again, another one of Mark Johnson's that you'd chuck into the mix. So I think I'd look towards Mark Johnson winning it. With which one, I ain't quite sure. But if I had to side with one, it would more than likely be Galician, who's obviously got to up his game.
OK, well, we've got betting on site at the moment, and Galician is 14-1, so a nice each-way price if anybody wants to go on there. Stirling, Ballard and Wentworth are the 6-2 joint favourites as we record this, by the way. Either of those two?
Stirling, Ballard, well, it's been good to see young David Probert riding plenty of winners of late. And, well, Stirling, Ballard, he's a nice sort of horse. He seems to be going the right way and comes into the equation with just 9-1 on his back. So I could see where they're coming from. But I would have thought that price for me was a little bit on the tight side.
Okay. So you're going to go with Mark Johnson and Galician is the one?
Mark Johnson and Galician, but don't rule his other two out either.
Okay. The 340 then. This is the King George Stakes. It's a Group 2 contest over 5 furlongs. And again, competitive stuff. Plenty in the field here. What's caught your eye here, Pimmers?
Well, gosh. It's a cracking race, this, isn't it? We've got a couple of previous winners in the race. Old Bodley Scott, who's been retired and then come back. He won it in 2010. And then we've got Mazamar, who won it in 2011 as well. So, you know, there's plenty of horses that know what this King George the Stakes needs to be doing to win it. The ground, I think, is the important factor for my selection.
Okay.
It's the filly, Tickle Pink. She's a very high-class individual indeed. She needs the ground to dry out, that's the thing, because she's a high-class sprinter on fast ground. It's obviously drying out. It's a lot quicker today, officially, than yesterday. If it continues to stay dry, then I think Tickle Pink comes into this race with a big, big chance. Lady Cecil, Tom Queeley teaming up there. Big, big chance, definitely. And I suppose the other one that you've got to look at is Kingsgate Native. He ran well enough in defeat last time out, didn't he? That was at Haydock. And prior to that, no, should I say, he was second at Royal Ascot, wasn't he? And what else was there in the equation, I thought? Swiss Spirit's been running well, but again, that was behind Kingsgate Native last time out. And I thought the interesting one could be a horse that might just be on the upgrade, and that's Smooth Talking Rascal from the all-conquering David O'Meara yard.
OK. Of those, then, which are you going to side with, Pimmers?
Providing the ground dries out.
Yeah.
Tickle Pink.
Yeah, if you look at her form figures, her last three runs on firm ground, she's won. The other two in between, she didn't do very well because it was yielding and soft. So.
Yeah, well, she definitely doesn't go on that. But I would say good would be all right, but anything with a bit of firm in would be even better.
OK, so keep an eye on the going. If it's rattling fast or good or better, shall we say, then Tickle Pink could be a good thing. Good stuff, Pimmers. If we just have a quick summary then before you go.
Yeah, OK. So we're looking forward to that fantastic afternoon of top quality racing at Goodwood on Friday. We start in the opening Group 3 Thoroughbred Stakes, and we've gone tentatively for Snowboarder at an each-way price in the Rate 8 Runner Affair. Look to the second selection in the 5 past 3 race. It's the Heritage Handicap. It's the formerly known as the Golden Mile. Very, very competitive handicap. I'm looking towards Mark Johnson to emulate his fate of winning it last year. Fulbright did the business last year. He's got three runners this time. Keska Love, he's got Galician, he's got Winchuk, and I'm going to go for the very much improved Galician.
OK, and in the 340?
340, ground dependent, providing it dries out.
Yeah.
Very confident selection indeed, in the shape of Tickle Pink.
Good stuff. Thank you very much, Pimmy. Enjoy it on Friday.
Will indeed.
So those are the selections of Chris Pimlott then for the fourth day of Glorious Goodwood. That's coming up on Friday. Dave Kellner, James Millman and Craig Forsyth will be in the studio for that. We also have racing from Bangor, Thirsk, Bath, Musselburgh, Newmarket and the next instalment, day 5 of the Galway Festival as well. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:45 p.m. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast and enjoy Friday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.